The Honor Flight started May 23rd, 2005. That was the first flight operation out of the Springfield Airport. And it was started by Earl Morris, who was a physician assistant and working at the VA centers. And he asked his veterans, when are you going to see your memorial, which opened up the previous May of 2004? And they come back with answers like, oh, I'm too ill, I'm too weak, I don't have anybody to go with me, I don't have the finances. Earl was a pilot in the Air Force, and he continued that as a private person, and he belonged to a flying club, and he talked to some of his fellow club members to ask him, would you be willing to take some veterans to D.C.? He said, the only requirement is it's no cost to the veterans. You have to pay the entire cost of the trip. So the May 23rd, 2005 was the first flight. They took six Cessnas, four-seater passengers, two veterans, and then a pilot and a co-pilot. And that's how they started the Honor Flight program. And they went to D.C., rented a van, and drove around and to see the memorials, and then flew back home. And the first year, they took 137 veterans. And his mother said, Earl, you have to do something. We can't be taking veterans two at a time. So then in 2006, they started buying tickets on a commercial airline and taking a larger group. And since that time, it has grown to over 135 cities, 35 different states, as far west as California, Washington, Texas, down to Florida. States that are close to the D.C. area, they've used buses and just ride in. Hubs from the west coast, they normally come in on the 747 with 450 people. A lot of time they'll bring in maybe 400 people and 50 guardians, and then they pick up another 150 or 200 guardians in D.C. by contacting an Air Force base or a military base of some sort and to get volunteers there to help them while they're in D.C. We take all of our guardians that we need, and we do pick up a few, but our ratio is one guardian to two veterans. That's what we try to keep so that we can take as many veterans as possible. And the ultimate goal is just to get as many veterans to Washington to see their memorials before their time is up.
So the Honor Flight program started here in Dayton and Springfield and it spread national?
That's correct.
That's really great. I imagine the logistics of getting this many veterans together for this trip. I imagine your organization has polished that procedure over the years?
Oh, yes, sir. When I started in 2008, I was asked to take over the operation in 2008. I went on three flights in 2007 as a guardian, and the director at that time, he was expanding operations to other cities, and he couldn't do both, so he asked me to take it over. Well, at that time in 2008, there were literally a handful, five or six people doing all the work, calling the veterans, you know, getting the guardians and doing all the logistics, buying the plane tickets, getting the bus, getting medical supplies, finding people that would go along as medical people. And now we got it where each person on the board has their different functions and what they do. We have some people call for mail call where we ask for letters to be sent in by their family and friends. Then others do the medical portion. I do the logistics with the airlines, the buses, the getting oxygen in D.C., and all that logistics of the operation. So it's much easier now with all the volunteers that we have also that comes out to the airport to help with the veterans, get them ready, get them dressed. You know, we have a T-shirt that they wear, and just get them situated for the flight.
Do you have family members that attend with the veteran?
Yes, we do. There's quite a few veterans that they won't go without their son or granddaughter or whatever the case may be. Normally, where they really are insisting on it is if their medical condition warrants it or they don't feel comfortable having somebody else take care of them, you know, throughout the day. We do have six medical people on board. Most of them work at the VA, so they're very familiar with the care needed, as well as noticing conditions that may occur throughout the day, dehydration, other things where they become confused, and then, you know, they analyze them, assess them, and if need be, then we get the medical squad, you know, come in to take over.
And so these trips can be a real challenge for some older veterans, but it's worth it and something that they feel the need to do, as you mentioned, before time runs out. Tell us what these trips mean for those veterans and even the guardians. You started as a guardian, and now you're leading the local chapter here. Tell us what this trip does for these veterans and the people involved.
Probably the best way that I could do this is relate a story that I received a call from a veteran that we took in the spring of 2008. He was a World War II veteran. He was in the Patton Division, which was part of the Normandy invasion. Then he went down through France and then up and through Germany. They were part of the Battle of the Bulge, where that nice cold winter weather took place, and then also liberation of concentration camps. So he called me up, and he said, "I want to thank you for the trip." I said, "No, you deserve all the thanks, all the sacrifice that you made and what you went through." He said, "No, you don't understand. I've been seeing psychiatrists for many, many years. I never served, and I look at this honor flight as being my way of sort of paying back to the veterans." So I didn't understand what he meant by that. He said, "I felt guilty." And then I said, "Why did you feel guilty?" He survived. Some of the comrades did not. So for over 60 years, he held in this guilt. But when he went to the World War II Memorial, saw the Bronze Stars, saw the different battles that were engraved in the granite, he was able to let go some of that guilt. Never talked to his wife. He was married 60 years. He went home, talked to her, told her how he felt, what he's been going through for all these years. So he was able to let go of that guilt, so that improved his life. And that's what it means to these veterans. Vietnam veterans, they were mistreated when they came back. For them, just seeing people thank them, coming up to them, thank them, young kids, you know, 6 years old, coming up, thanking them, and then adults throughout the day at the airports on both ends, and in D.C. as well as in Dayton, and throughout the whole day, people just come up and say, "I want to thank you for your service." That means so much to them. When you see these gentlemen that are 75, 80 years old, and they have tears in their eyes, you know that it means something to them.
You mentioned that many of these older vets or veterans in general feel isolated, and when they're viewing social media and the news media and reports of the state of the country, that it can be somewhat depressing for people who fought for the country and even saw their comrades die in battle. Tell us a little bit about that.
As you just said, that they're isolated. Maybe they don't get out very much. They just see what they see on the TV or hear on the radio. And most of the time, you don't hear good news. It's the bad stuff that makes the news. And so they're thinking that the country is going to hell. And when they see these young kids, and the young kids understand what it means to serve for your country, then they realize that the country is not as bad as what they are seeing on the news, that there is hope. That gives them a renewed faith in the country.
Jim, you are not a veteran, correct?
Correct.
And so tell me what it means to you personally to have spent time. I think you've been on over 70, almost close to 80 flights, and spent time with thousands and thousands of vets during your time there.
That's correct. 77 flights and 3,589 veterans. Not counting, though, right? It means a lot because what I see from them, how much it means to them, and again, by not serving, I feel that I'm helping them maybe put some of the demons behind them so that they could enjoy their life. We had a Vietnam veteran. We call him a TLC, their last chance, and he was an artist. And when he was in the VA, what he was drawing were dark pictures, just in black and white. And after going to D.C., seeing the wall, he came back, and his remaining 2-3 weeks, he started painting in colors. So he was able to put those demons to bed, and whatever they were, and it brought out the happiness inside of them. So those are the precious and priceless moments, and every veteran seems to be that way. I have never heard or any of the veterans ever complain, "Well, this trip was too long," or anything like that. They all have a good experience, and most of them do relate some story to you. Some of them don't because they are that private. But when you see the tears or smiles on them when they see the people thanking them, that's what gets to you.
And, of course, we initially contacted you about some very good news your organization received this week when Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine announced that his office was awarding more than $970,000 in grants to Ohio veterans organizations like yours, Honor Flight in Dayton, Columbus, Cleveland, the tri-state area, which includes Cincinnati, and Flag City Honor Flight out of Findlay. Splitting all that money, tell us what that means for your organization and what it will allow you to do.
Our cost flight, which is a 160-passenger charter plane. This year, anyways, was right around $75,000. The guardians that go along pay their way. This year, they paid $450 for each guardian that went along. So they pay about maybe a 30% of the cost. So we need about $52,000 per flight, and that pays for everything, the plane, the buses, meals, everything that's involved with the veterans. And so this grant that we received was $115,000, as well as the other four hubs received the same amount. That's enough for two flights or approximately 200 veterans that will be able to make the trip next year that previously to that we would not have been able to take because of our funding. So it's a huge amount and what it means to our group and as well as to the 200 veterans that will be able to go next year versus maybe in 2018 when they may not be here.
And I think it's worth mentioning where this all came from, the story of Bobby Thompson, who ran a scam charity called the U.S. Navy Veterans Association. He collected millions of dollars from people across the nation. He was a fugitive of the law for about a year, I think. So some of the funds that have come out of this, it's kind of a special thing that something really kind of tragic that someone chose to inflict on a very valued community like veterans actually. Some good came out of that.
That's correct. And he got what he deserved there, 28 years in prison, so I'm sure he's not going to be doing that again.
Are there any new programs that I can ask about, or are you broadening your services?
Another aspect that we at Honor Flight Dayton are very proud of and take very seriously, and I'm not sure if any other hubs are doing it as elaborate as we do, it's called Honoring Yesterday's Heroes. And it's for veterans that will never be able to make it to the memorial, whether they have already passed over or they physically cannot go. What we do, we take a picture of the veteran, an 8x10, put that on an easel along with the flag and a plaque that states, this is for all the veterans that never made it to see their memorial. Then we take a picture of that in front of their respective memorial, whether it's Vietnam, Korea, or World War II, and send that back to the family as a symbolic representation of that veteran visiting his memorial, his or her memorial. And we have done up to 120 on a flight, different veterans. And it's not restricted just to the Dayton area. It's from anywhere in the country. We accept somebody from California if they would send a picture in of their father or grandfather. And then we'll do that and send that back to the family at no cost to the family. And again, as a symbolic representation of them visiting their memorial.
I imagine, as any organization, donations are welcome. You've also got on your website ways to honor veterans and how to help the organization out. Let's go ahead and give the website where people might become involved or help your organization in other ways.
HonorFlightDayton.org. And we have not only the guardians that would help out, but then we also have applications on there for volunteers. And it could be volunteering to do flight prep where we pack the different backpacks for everybody that's going on the flight, or help with the mail call, or help at the airport on the flight morning, directing people from where we meet to all the way through the airport so they don't get lost. So you go on there, honorflightdayton.org, and you could get all that information about our group, as well as how to donate. And if you're a federal employee, we do have a CFC number, and you could donate to our group through the federal campaign.
Jim Solomon is director and president of Honor Flight Dayton. Jim, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for your service to veterans.
Thank you very much for calling.